Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There's breaking news atop the Colorado Right to Life homepage, and I'm hoping that my co-host here for the day, occasional co-host and best-selling author, could do the lead news story for the day. Greg Jackson, welcome back to Bob Inyart Live.
I couldn't imagine a better place to be.
Greg, a huge book is coming out officially soon.
Well, it's already out, but we're going to be, it's really going to be out
launched.
Soon.
It's being launched nationwide, and it's a book that you've now co-authored with Iowa powerhouse talk show host Steve Dace.
National powerhouse.
We won't get fooled again, but before we talk about that, could you do the breaking news from atop Colorado Right to Life's website?
I would be happy to.
It has to do with the national campaign, the primary, Republican presidential primary.
Yes, and it says Bachman Santorum Gingrich sign personhood pledge.
Whoa.
Big news. Big
Whoa.
News.
A personhood
and,
pledge.
And, yeah, and our guest that we're going to be talking to in a few minutes, Steve Dace, is going to tell us a little bit more and fill us in, because this is a huge story, Bob. But
this is
Denver, Colorado, yeah. December 14th, 2011. Presidential candidates, Representative Michelle Bachman, Senator Rick Santorum, and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich have all signed the personhood pledge to protect unborn life.
Wow.
And we're going to get into that pledge because it's short, as it should be.
Yeah. We're going to talk
very
about
little
the pledge.
Room.
And Steve Dace wrote a fabulous article on position versus conviction. You know, he's discouraged that Ron Paul has refused, even though he has been courted intensely, carefully, respectfully, by a number of people to sign the personhood pledge. So far, Ron Paul has refused. Now, there are other candidates who you might think might sign the pledge, and stay tuned because they're realizing
Steve's still out there, and he's powerful.
Steve Dace is out there. He's working. Personhood USA has done the work on this, and they put together the pledge.
Yes.
And they began to circulate it. They've contacted campaign after campaign. They have had celebrities contacting candidates saying this is the future of the pro-life movement and the human rights movement worldwide. This is it. You want to be in the leadership, not a follower. And so far, three. And it seems like there might be another signature by tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's a prominent candidate who's running. The thing that I like about this so much, and I know we're going to get into it, but I love Steve's title, Position versus Conviction, and that's something that he talks about on his show quite a bit, which is that a lot of people have positions, but they don't have true convictions, things that they are willing to, you know, when the rubber meets the road, they're willing to stand on, draw the line in the sand, and not compromise that core conviction.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when Dr. James Dobson said, he gave his famous pledge that as long as I live, I will never cast a vote.
As long as God lets me live on this earth,
yes,
I will never again vote for a candidate who's willing to kill a single innocent child.
Now, regrettably, he reneged on that promise, but it's still that's what I'm talking about in terms of conviction.
Yeah.
I still believe that probably in his heart of hearts, he is convicted on this issue.
Well, Dr. he
Dobson.
Wishes he had. In fact, but, focus on the family. As far as I know, to this day, they play that pledge in their Welcome Center on video. You know, we included that in our documentary, Focus on the Strategy 2, that you could see at American Right to Life's website right now.
And you could buy it on kgov.com.
It would
make a great Christmas gift, by the way, a little plug for
Focus 2.
Speaking of Steve Dace, called
in
me.
In Iowa.
Little rabbit trail here.
Called
in
you
Iowa.
In California.
We're going to be talking to
You're
him pretty soon.
You're a talk show host. He's a talk show
He
host.
Called me and said, Greg, everything that you and I have been talking about in terms of the failed pro-life strategy is so well articulated. I just saw it last night. It's on this Focus on the Strategy DVD. He FedExed it to me. I got it the next day. Steve was that excited about it to send it to me.
What a thrill.
And that
and
was
what
the first
honor.
Time. That was how I got to know you.
And that's from 2007, and that helped lay the foundation for the modern personhood movement. And now we've got candidates, state and local candidates all over the country saying, you know what? I am pro-life with no exceptions. There's no reason ever to intentionally kill a baby. And this is a new development in the last 30 years of compromise. And now we see presidential candidates of substance who are coming out. And Greg, a lot of these candidates have violated this in the past, even in the recent past.
Yes, signing on to abortion regulation legislation like the Ohio Heartbeat Bill.
Right, exactly.
Taking the Susan B. Anthony pledge.
Right,
which,
and so and they're doing what pro-life leaders are telling them, well, this is what you should do if you're a good pro-lifer.
Right, they're creatures of habit.
And so they do it, and they don't think it through morally. And so to get them to say, you know what, this pledge says no exceptions, but this is right. I need to do it. And for some of them, it might be just they want the money and the votes. That could be.
Could be. But that's a they issue.
But, you know, even.
But the beauty of this, though,
in the Bible, it says even some people do the right thing out of the wrong motivation.
That's right.
But at least they're doing the right thing.
That's exactly right.
That's from the New Testament.
That's right. And we're not supposed to stop the ox when it's treading its grain.
Yeah.
Correct? That's what we're told. The great thing about this, Bob, before I forget.
Yeah.
Is that Steve is setting the standard. Steve Dace, and this should be...
In other words, instead of us sinking to their standard? Is that what you're saying?
Instead of, like, for example, Michael Savage offered Newt Gingrich $1 million to get out of the race to make room for, you know, the consistent conservative.
The carnation of Mitt
Romney.
That's
what Ann Coulter talked
about. Ann Coulter said Romney is the most consistent. Conservative.
Consistent, well, nobody can argue with that. Obviously, he is.
right.
So, but at any rate... the thing that I love most about what Steve Dace is doing, not only in Iowa, but across the country, because he is nationally syndicated in the Salem Radio Network.
And that's new news. My audience doesn't know that, but we'll break that.
Oh,
we'll
tell him
a little. No, that's fine.
Well, we'll talk about that. We're going to have Steve on with us in a few minutes.
But if we could reach him, our producer's trying.
He is setting the standard. He's setting the example for what all people in the media who call themselves pro-life and Christian and conservative should be doing. In other words, they're not saying, well, so-and-so is the most electable, and yeah, he, you know, he's going to kill less babies than the person that we have in the White House. No, that's not the standard isn't Barack Obama.
Right.
The standard is Jesus Christ.
Right.
The standard is God's inerrant word.
And Greg,
in the scriptures,
it has to be, because if the standard is an evil
then it's
leader,
it's ever moving, ever shifting.
In Germany, which is a real country in the modern history,
that's right.
You have Germans who think that, well, the communists are out there, and then the National Socialists, the Nazis, and the communists might kill more than the Nazis, so I'm going to support Hitler and the National Socialists, the Nazis.
That is anti-biblical thinking.
Of course, you don't make your standard Barack Obama and the wicked. Not that you're afraid of the boogeyman.
Yes.
The standard is, I will support those who will not kill the innocent.
In obedience to God, because it's simple. That's what, and that's the beauty of this, Bob.
So could I quote from Steve's article?
Yes,
because
please do.
This is a great article.
It's a very well-written
article.
And
we'll link to it in today's show summary from kgov.com. But Steve says, you know, there's a campaign pledge out there unlike any other, and it was unveiled on Wednesday, December 14th, that's today, to help voters learn who truly believes that all life is sacred and a gift from God. For years, and I love this, the Republican presidential candidates have gotten away with giving lip service to the right to life. They've scraped by on promising to sign a myriad of well-intentioned but ineffective laws that end with the words, and then you could kill the baby.
That's right. Bob Dornan loved when you said that.
Bob Dornan.
Remember that?
B1 Bob.
B1 Bob.
He's the best.
He's the best.
And, yeah. That's focused on the strategy, too.
Focus on the strategy, too.
The regulations,
those seven
child
words.
Killing regulations.
They all end with,
and then you can kill the baby. And personhood stands out as the principled position that leads to victory.
Why is this so important for our listener who's rolling down the road and they've listened to the show or whatever, and they constantly hear about personhood?
Yeah.
Why is it that you feel as strongly as you
well,
do?
Well, because obviously the country's going to hell in a handbag. We're in a moral free fall.
Obama said that things are getting better.
Not only is the government and the culture and the education system crumbling morally, but so are families and churches. And so there has to be a foundation, a bedrock, and the bedrock is God is our creator. He made us, including babies, in his image and his likeness, and he said, do not kill the innocent. That's the foundation. If that is cracked, you cannot achieve an improvement in America's moral and spiritual climate while we're killing kids.
Yeah, so if you're concerned about the economic issues, then what you're saying is...
You stop killing kids.
Right, it all comes
and
down to...
if you're concerned about marriage, you stop killing kids.
That's right.
And if you want the body of Christ to evangelize better, you stop killing kids.
That's right, because without the inalienable right to life being revered and respected...
Right,
and
people
guaranteed,
don't fear God.
Then none of our other rights are safe, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you can have a strong economy.
I wish I could say it as well as you just said it, but yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm getting seriously. I said something salient.
Yeah, very well.
Okay,
hey, Greg
Mark
Jackson.
Me down for one.
So Steve Dace,
in his
article, he says thanks to the Personhood USA pledge, those days of letting politicians off the hook with talking points and cliches have come to an end. He says, Mike Huckabee, who himself is supporting the pledge. Now, he won the Iowa caucus last time, right?
With Steve's help, a lot of it.
In Des Moines, Iowa,
that's right.
Mike Huckabee has a pro-life event tonight.
Yes, he does.
And in that
it's
event.
All coming together.
And Huckabee has provided support for this personhood pledge. It's in the personhood press release. Mm-hmm. And, which, it, by the way, is picked up by various news outlets already. Including some big ones.
Yeah, like The Hill, for example.
The Hill, which is huge politically. And so now it's reverberating nationwide. And Jill Stanek has a great, in her blog, just a great coverage of it. LifeSite News and Life News. Everybody's hitting it now. Well, Steve points out that not only did Huckabee win the Iowa caucuses, he is pushing for candidates to have the guts to stand up for the personhood of the unborn child. And so Steve says, now, breaking news, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, former U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania Rick Santorum, and former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich have all three signed their names to the Personhood USA pledge. This is a big development.
It's a huge development. And what Steve is doing that other people that are in the media should be doing more of is that Steve Dace is saying, you're in a job interview right now with me because we the people elect you to represent us and to abide by your constitutionally sworn oath. Now, there's a novel idea that the government exists to secure inalienable rights first and foremost. And what Steve is saying and the people at Personhood USA is saying is that the most fundamental reason that civil government exists is to secure inalienable rights. Mm-hmm. Chief among them, as noted in our founding national charter, which is part of the organic law of the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence, is the right to life. And so we want to see things change here in America.
That's where
we go. Better All hold right. our elected officials to a higher standard, God's standard.
So, Greg Jackson, let me read this from Steve's article. On a personal note, Steve writes, on a personal note, I was most disappointed that Texas Congressman Ron Paul refused, so far initially, to sign the pledge when offered the opportunity to do so. I will disclose that for the past couple of days, I practically made it my personal mission to persuade his campaign to obtain his signature on the pledge. And Steve goes on to say, as announced in today's press release put out by Personhood USA, Steve Dace, syndicated talk show host, I will not vote for a candidate that does not sign this pledge because it contains the basic articulation of the most sacred of all rights, the unalienable right to life. We want to welcome to the broadcast Steve Dace, you're on with Greg Jackson and Bob Enyart.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great,
hey, Steve.
What a super job, Steve, and your part in getting these signatures on the bottom line.
Well, listen, I mean, praise God. I mean, he's put us in a very strategic position here in the First of the Nation caucus state. And, you know, from the beginning, we've just tried to use the influence and the access that he alone is responsible for to try to see if it's possible to truly go back to our founding document that you guys were just citing, where this is government by the consent of the governed, where we are the ruling class, the people, not them, where it is not, it's not my compulsion to try and stretch and twist my belief system and contort it into some pretzel to justify voting for a candidate, but instead for that candidate to raise their standard to mine in order to earn my vote. And I think what we're finding is that, and this goes right back to the book Greg and I wrote, I think that what we're finding is we wasted an entire generation making a Faustian bargain for a seat at a very wobbly table when all along we had the power, all along we had the leverage. We just chose instead to use it for direct fundraising mailing campaigns and to sell out banquets and not to advance policy and issues. And I think this is example, this is exhibit one, I hope, for your audience, of what the next generation of this of Christian political activism needs to look like, which is, here is the standard. If you want our vote, meet it. If you don't want our vote, then don't meet it, because you won't get it if you don't meet it.
Greg Jackson started
about that.
Steve, Greg Jackson, your co-author, started this show with that observation that we have been lowering ourselves to the standard of the politicians. And he said, Steve Dace has taken a stand in Iowa, and the candidates are raising their commitment to reach Steve's principle, which is God said, do not kill the innocent.
And if you're not willing to abide or meet his standard, then I'm not willing to vote for you. And since this is a job interview, Steve, and since you work for me, you're going to have to get my vote by meeting my standard. I'm not going to lower my standard to get you elected.
Steve,
and that's what we've been doing for a generation.
Yes. Well, that's because for a generation we've been cheerleaders, minus the pom-poms and the poodle skirts. And we've made this.
You haven't been at a Colorado Republican convention assembly here, Steve. They got those, too.
They got them on Fox News as well.
We've made this about a cult of personality about a party as opposed to about our principles.
Right.
And I think what you're seeing here is, listen, just 1 month ago, think about this. You guys know you were involved in what was going on down in Mississippi. No, actually, about 6 weeks ago, the New York Times ran a huge feature about how personhood was dividing the pro-life movement. You had Jim Bopp and others coming out and criticizing personhood. And now let's just fast forward 6 weeks later. Mm. 6 weeks later, we have three presidential candidates signing on to the idea that every human being has the inalienable right to life. I'm told the fourth one's going to sign on tomorrow. And where's Jim Bopp at in the process? Nowhere. Nowhere to be found. Why? Because, listen, from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcibly advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
Wow.
I am not here to negotiate with the planet. I'm not here to negotiate with the system. I have nothing to offer. I have nothing to negotiate. It's very simple. Many, many take, O parson. You've been weighed, measured, and found wanting. Either do it or don't. If you don't want to do it, that's a you problem. That's why there's a hell. That's not my problem. Mm. But don't ask me to go along with you if you don't want to do the right thing.
Hey, Steve,
just to
clarify for people in the audience who might think you were just speaking in tongues, that was Aramaic from the book of Daniel. And give us the interpretation again of that.
You have been weighed, measured, and found wanting.
And that's what God says to the leaders of nations when they won't uphold his principles of do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness. You and Greg Jackson wrote a book. I got it here in my hand. I pre-ordered it on Amazon.com, and I just got it.
We appreciate that, by the way, Bob.
We won't get fooled again, where the Christian right went wrong and how to make America right again, by Greg Jackson and Steve Dace. This book is a powerhouse, and I heard from Greg that you guys are actually going to officially launch it coming up here real soon.
Yes, and
that's what our PR
firm
tells
us. Let's go back to the lessons of that book for just a second.
Yeah,
Bob, you were there in the early years of the pro-life movement where they were on their knees begging Republicans to stand up for their issue, begging them, literally begging them, please, Mr. Republican, please, please, will you honor your oath of office, please, please, will you come to our banquet, help us raise money, please, please, will you help us to save these babies? All I simply did was went to presidential candidates and told them this. If you don't sign this pledge, I'm going to tell everybody they shouldn't vote for somebody that doesn't sign the pledge.
Mm.
That's it. Mm. That's all I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything else other than that. You know, I might have made a couple of other points to try to, on a moral level, to appeal to their base nature.
Yeah,
but
other points
really,
along the way, like, why should you do this? Because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly. Yes. It's the right thing to do. Do it because it's the right thing to do, period, end of sentence. And it's amazing to me, we have mastered the art of weakness, of watering down our belief system, when, you know what's so interesting to me is the homosexual movement has just killed us in the political arena, and they don't have nearly the resources, human or financial. Why?
Right. Right.
Because this is the way they play the game. Do the right, do the thing we want you to do, or you're going to hate life.
Right.
Period, end of sentence.
Well, look
what's wrong with that?
Look at what MoveOn.org accomplished for the nation. They opposed every Democratic candidate who they thought was compromising. They took the most extreme, the most radical candidate, Barack Obama, who even advocates the right to kill the baby after he's delivered, when he survives the abortion in Illinois, and they got him elected as president of the United States because yep. they stood absolutely without compromise. And National Right to Life has taught the Christian community and pro-lifers to do the opposite, compromise at every turn, at every moment, or else they won't give us a seat at the table.
Let me add just one thing, too. I want to say this about the candidates themselves. I want to give them some credit and one benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
One thing I've seen, having really unique access to this process, is how much these candidates really don't know. They're being tugged in a million different directions.
Of course.
And right. a lot of times they've got one person who handles this issue for them and is their point person on this. And what has happened is the reason they haven't raised our standard is not their fault, frankly. It's the fault of the pro-life movement. We haven't asked them to.
The Christian and pro-life leaders have told them, if you compromise, you'll be electable and we'll yes. support you.
On the other hand, we made the case to them, if you do the right thing, you can actually do the right thing and benefit from it politically. And lo and behold, in a span of literally 48 hours, Bob, what happened? What happened? That's crazy, and that is a lesson, in yeah. my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's what this ought to look like going forward. I think, you know, listen, I think we do not underestimate. We live in a culture, in government schools, K through 12, in our youth sports, in our pop culture, where you almost feel like you need permission to be free, to be responsible, to be accountable, to be an adult, to do the right thing, because the entire system now is predicated on creating wards of the state mm-hmm. from cradle to grave.
Yeah.
And I think we really just needed to give some of these people who probably in their hearts really believe some of these things, but have been scared to say it, afraid that they couldn't get away with it. People around them were telling them, you don't have to measure up, so don't bother doing it. Mm. I think we're giving some of these candidates, and I'll let the audience make up their own mind which ones it is. I mean, and they can look at their records and determine
sure.
that on their own.
Right.
But I think we're giving people permission to do what maybe they've really wanted to do and really why they ran for office in the first place all along. We've been our own worst enemies. The candidates aren't the fault. We are.
Yeah. We get the elected representative. That's why people ask me, Steve, you know, is Romney the problem? No, Romney's not the problem. He's a manifestation. He's a holograph, a projection of the real nature, the realistic makeup that compromises much of the church and the conservative movement in America. Like it or not, he is actually that double-mindedness that we see in Mitt Romney and that compromise. Actually, we're looking at ourselves in the mirror much of the
That's
time.
Exactly right.
So, but what you're talking about, Steve, and what we talk about a lot in our book in terms of where the Christian right went wrong and how to make America right again, you know, those things that you're talking about, holding our politicians to a higher standard, God's standard, it's kind of like raising kids. You have three kids. Yep. Bob has eight. I have one. You guys
seven,
got me beat. Seven. Sorry, I had another extra one there. But at any rate, it's kind of like when you raise the standard for your kid is going to meet that standard
right.
if they know what the yep. consequence and you know
you don't exactly. lower
my
the
son,
standard.
Jake, you don't lower the standard.
No.
I ask my son, Jake, when he does something wrong, I say, Jacob, now what was the standard? And he'll tell me. And I'll say, Jake, did you meet the standard? And he'll say, no. I'll say, what's the result? He'll say, consequences, Daddy.
Good for him.
And that's yep. it.
How old is Jake?
Well,
Greg,
I got that from the book you told me to read.
Greg, what Greg just described
yes.
is discipleship.
Yeah.
What we are called to do is disciple the nations. What we have been doing is lobbying them.
Mm-hmm. Steve, do you tell your kids you're allowed to be mean to your mom two or three times a day, but that's it.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Let me tell you, I've
There's
been to Steve's house.
There's a standard.
Those kids are at attention.
Kids.
They're all beautiful kids.
Hey, Steve.
But they're at attention, so Steve is practicing what he's preaching.
Your article today is at stevedace.com, D-E-A-C-E, stevedace.com. Could you tell us what's happened with your radio show? Because you were the number one guy in Iowa for years. Then you were syndicated on a dozen cities or so. Now what's mm-hmm. happened?
Well, starting December 5th, our show is now being distributed across the country by Salem Broadcasting.
Wow.
And they've moved us into the nighttime slot. So the show runs from 9 to midnight.
I'm so proud
Eastern
of that.
Eastern time.
This, and wait, wait, 9 to
network.
Midnight Pacific?
Eastern.
Or?
Eastern.
Eastern?
Eastern.
This is
yep.
tremendous.
He needs to
yep.
be on in Denver. If anybody's listening.
9 to midnight. Eastern.
Call your Salem radio affiliate.
And nationwide on Salem Radio Network, which is the largest conservative network in
We got to have them
the
on here in Denver. They're being deprived of the best talk nationally syndicated yeah. talk radio show host in the country.
We need Steve Dace on in Denver.
Yes.
Who knows? Maybe our station could pick him up. We'll have to talk to Mike Treem.
Well, that was one
great.
Of the reasons we moved it to the evening is when you look around the country, There's only a couple of really significant syndicated
evening
conservative shows
from, right.
from Levin to Savage, and there's really no Christian conservative. So we thought in that time slot we could actually fill a void both on conservative stations and Christian stations both.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk to KLTT management and see what they think. Boy, it would be a dream, Steve, for me to be able to promo your show and coming on in a few hours, Steve Dace. Stay tuned.
Hey, Steve, I just want to thank you, brother, because to whom much is given, much is required. Yes, you're getting your show broadcast around the country, and well-deserved, I might add. Meant every word I said. I know you and I are friends, and we wrote this book together. But I have the utmost respect for you because you are walking the walk, brother. You are actually doing – you are the next step in talk radio in that you are setting the standard, and you are – having the candidates themselves. So if we want a better government.
Greg, you know who Steve reminds me of? Football?
No idea.
Tim Tebow.
He's the Tim Tebow of radio.
Of talk radio because Tim Tebow isn't ashamed of being a Christian.
That's right.
Even in his professional career and in the media. Steve Dace did in Iowa. He became the number one
on
talker
a secular
in Iowa,
talk radio
on a Clear
show.
Channel station over yes. Sean Hannity, over everybody.
AM station. He beat Hannity 3-1.
As an unashamed Christian, Steve, you're carrying the torch in talk radio where it went out. It's been dark, and now the light has come back.
But
can I address that for just
yes.
1 second?
And we have 30 seconds, Steve.
I think, listen, on my show, I learned that the bolder I was, the more God rewarded me. But I was almost like I needed someone to give me the initiative and the encouragement to do that. And I think some of our candidates do as well. I think Amen. A lot of our candidates go to pews and go to churches on Sunday and fantasize about doing things like this. But the system tells them all the time, you can't. And what we need to do as Christians is provide the encouragement and infrastructure to tell them not only can they,
wow.
but they must.
Well, you've taken a great leap forward with this pledge, brother. Thank
all right.
you.
All right,
all
we're out of time.
Work,
Tim Tebow for vice president, Steve Dace for president. Thank you, Steve. God bless you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate him. So, stevedace.com.
Stevedace.com. KGov.com.
And the breaking news is at ColoradoRightToLife.org.
God bless you all.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg Jackson.